This is Amelia Rose, and welcome to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can always find us on the major social media platforms, and after each episode, you can visit our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Now, let's get started. Today's story is entitled, Life is a Boomerang. One day a young man was driving an old beat-up Pinto when he saw an old lady stranded on the side of the road. She was driving a Mercedes, but he could tell that she needed help. He pulled up in front of her car and got out. And you could see the old Pinto was still puttering when he approached her. Even then, he smiled, and he could tell she was worried. No one had ever stopped to help her for almost an hour or so. Was he going to hurt her? He didn't look safe. He looked poor and hungry. These were just a few of the thoughts one would imagine crossed her mind. The young man, however, introduced himself and said, I am here to help you, ma'am. Why don't you wait in the car where it is warmer? And by the way, my name is Brian Anderson, he said. From what the young man could see, all that she had was a flat tire. But for an old woman, that was bad enough. So Brian crawled under the car looking for a place to put the jack, skinning his knuckles, and he had bruises all over him. Soon he was able to change the tire, though, and he was tightening up the lug nut. The old lady rolled down the window and began to talk to him. She told him that she was from St. Louis, which was miles away from where she had this flat, and that she was only passing through. She couldn't thank him enough for coming to her aid. And Brian just smiled as he closed her car trunk. The lady asked, how much do I owe you, young man? She was willing to pay just about anything he would ask. But he was not taking the bait. As awful as things could have been, this lady was willing to pay any amount of money he quoted. But he told her if she really wanted to pay him back the next time she saw someone who needed help, she could give that person the assistance they needed and think of him. He waited until she started her car, and then he drove off heading home. Now, a few miles down the road, that same old lady saw a small cafe. She decided that she would stop and grab a bite to eat. That would take the chill off before she made the last leg of her trip home. It was a dingy-looking restaurant, and outside were two old gas pumps. I don't know if you've ever driven through the countryside, but I know exactly what that place looked like. Upon entering the building, the waitress came over and brought this old lady a clean towel to wipe her wet hair. She had a sweet smile, one that everyone would remember. It would just sweep you off your feet. Now, they began to talk, and she learned that the waitress was 8 months pregnant and that she had been working all day long and was tired. But what she recalled was that despite all of that stress and strain, that this waitress never allowed any of that to change her attitude. The old woman wondered, how could someone who seemed to have so little could be given, so given to a stranger. Then guess who she remembered? Brian. Yes, that same Brian. Now, after she finished her meal, she paid a bill with $100. The waitress quickly went to change that $100 bill, but the old lady had slipped right out the door by the time she got back. The waitress wondered, where did that lady go so quickly? Then she noticed something written on one of the napkins on the table. Tears began to flow from her eyes when she read what the lady wrote. It said, "You don't owe me anything. I have been where you are too, needing help, and somebody helped me out. If you really want to pay me back, here is what you do. Do not tell this chain of love. Do not let it end with you." And the waitress cleaned up the table. She noticed 4 more $100 bills under the napkin and was overcome with joy. That night, she went home from work. She got ready for bed. So quietly, she climbed into bed, trying not to wake her husband, who was already asleep. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your point of view, her husband did wake up. She told him about her experience at the restaurant earlier in the day. And guess what? He told her what happened to him on his way home. Both smiled and hugged each other, agreeing that it had to be the same lady they encountered that day, and wondered, how is it that she knew how much she and her husband needed? Brian smiled. Yes, that same Brian Anderson who helped the old lady with the flat tire. Talking about life's boomerang, my friends, according to Florence Shin, artist and spiritual leader, the game of life is a game of boomerangs. Our thoughts, deeds, and words return to us sooner or later with astounding accuracy. I hope as you listen to this story, you and I will live with this degree of consciousness every day. And as usual, thank you for listening. And do share this story with someone else, or better yet, encourage them to listen to this podcast and return for more stories like this one with life's lesson. Thank you. See you next time.